Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
The TSA is getting with a program. It's embracing social media.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Transportation Security Administration has long been a lightning rod for airline passenger criticism about any number of travel issues. Now the TSA has taken a leaf from airlines and other businesses and embraced social media. Go online to Twitter at AskTSA or Facebook Messenger, and the TSA will try to solve problems and answer passenger questions. Joining us to talk more about this is Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney. Scott, when did the TSA adopt this social media approach, and how well is it working?
Well, it started in September of 2015, at a time when TSA was having lots of issues with travelers, and it's working extremely well. It's really surprising. It's a complete change in attitude for TSA, but also I think a model now for other government agencies communicating with the public.
Well, what was the way that the TSA, the most commonly used way that the TSA used to try to answer questions and resolve problems, I guess without a heck of a lot of success?
Yeah. So TSA used to have a sort of a complaint line, an email address. You could send in a concern or a problem. They had a phone line, had a call center. But they would take things in and never really answer them. One of the most common issues that people have and were having in far greater numbers back a couple of years was that you were enrolled in the PreCheck program and you wouldn't get PreCheck on your boarding pass. It just wouldn't be there. And so you'd ask TSA, well, what happened? And TSA said, well, we can't discuss that with you. That's a security issue. And so people were really left in the lurch. They get told to call the airline. The airline would say it's a TSA problem. So you'd get a classic runaround. And then somebody inside TSA in the communications office said, you know what? What if I'm just going to start answering the people who for whatever reason, come to the communications office, sometimes by accident. They usually deal with media, but the public does reach them every now and then. And so he started answering people and looking into why they didn't get pre-check. And there's often a basic, simple answer dealing with the assigned number you have and your airline reservation, and all fixable. And so he'd start fixing them, and people loved it. And so they got a lot of positive feedback. And then the higher-ups took notice, and they said, you know, maybe airlines are addressing people's concerns through social media and other businesses, and maybe we need to do this too.
Well, I suppose if somebody tweets a complaint or a problem while he or she is standing online and the complaint is out in the social media right away and somebody from TSA picks it up, it just seems like the problem is addressed that much more quickly.
Yeah, it is. And some of the pre-check problems, they can now fix in 30 minutes or so. So you go to the airport and you get your boarding pass and you don't have TSA. You can send a tweet to at AskTSA, and that's the address that the social media desk answers. And they'll ask you to direct message to them your personal information, so your record locator number with the airline, your known traveler number. That's the number you're issued when you become a member of PreCheck or Global Entry, and your flight information. And so they check with their Secure Flight office what's the problem, and Secure Flight typically says the known traveler number is not in the reservation. So TSA will contact the airline and the airline's social media desk. Done very quickly, Mr. Jones is having a problem. The airline social media desk has people who can call up the reservation, say, oh, the known traveler number is not in there. Okay, here it is. Put it in. And then TSA messages back the passenger and says, you're all set, reprint your boarding pass, and it should be there. And it is. And people are really delighted that you could have, a bureaucracy that used to be so difficult to deal with solve problems for you. They're not telling you, oh, you got to contact the airline, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. They're fixing it for you. They're telling you what happened so it doesn't happen again, and you're on your way.
I'm speaking speaking with Scott McCartney, the middle seat columnist for The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Okay, Scott, pre-check is a common problem, it seems to me. What are some of the other most common complaints and most commonly asked questions?
So the other very frequent one deals with prohibited items. And it's interesting. The pre-check complaints are number one on the Twitter account. On Facebook Messenger, TSA gets a lot more first-time flyers, a lot more people who are unfamiliar with the procedures. And so they'll send them questions about what they can take through the checkpoint and what can't they take. Some of them are quite bizarre. Some of them are routine, and sometimes they ask or people volunteer to send pictures. And so they've gotten pictures of all kinds of bizarre things. Is this legal to go through the checkpoint or not?
How many social media queries does TSA handle per day? Do you have a handle on that?
Yeah, they handle about 300 to 600 a day. And it really tracks with travel patterns. So Christmas travel season, they get a lot of queries. Mondays are busier than Wednesdays. It's just like the airline business. Since they started this, they just added Facebook Messenger last July. They've handled about 125,000 queries. They also get a lot of complaints, certainly a lot of compliments as well. And it's interesting, the compliments and the complaints are running in about equal numbers. So they'll pass those on. They also get early warning of checkpoint trouble. So all of a sudden you get 10 messages from Chicago O'Hare that some checkpoint is stuck. And they may know it before the local federal security director in Chicago, but the social media desk can alert the higher-ups.
Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney, thank you very much for joining us.
Great to be with you, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ podcasts.